We are continuing today, Meretz Hashem, in Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, chapter 2, the second Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel, Benosh, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, Omer. Rabbi Gamliel, the son of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, used to say the following. Yofet Talmud Torah Derech Eretz. Learning of Torah is good with Derech Eretz. Now we'll define the word Derech Eretz in just a little bit. Shigias Shnehem Mashkachas Avon. Because when one exerts himself for both of these things, Torah and Derech Eretz, ultimately, again, sin will be forgotten. Again, we'll define what that means. V'chol Torah Shemem Melacha Sofa B'teila, Degoreres Avon. And any Torah that is not accompanied by work, in the end, right, in the end will be bottle, will be nullified, Degoreres Avon, and causes sin. V'chol Amelim Imatzibor, all those who toil, right, who work for the community, you Amelim Imahem L'Shem Shamayim, should work for the community, ultimately L'Shem Shamayim. L'Shem Shamayim means for the benefit of heaven. For the sake of heaven, for the right purposes, Sheshus Avosa Misayison Vizitkasem Omedes Laad, because the merit of their ancestors will help them, and their righteousness will endure forever. The Atem Maaliani Alechem Scharharbe Kilo Asisem, and for you, I will reward you with great reward, as if you have already done it. So, we could see already in a Mishnah like this, you could see already an incredible amount of profundity, but yet also a very healthy dose of ambiguity as well. So let's try to analyze and understand what the Mishnah is saying. So the first thing that Rabbeinu Yonah tackles is this phrase of Yofet Talmud Torah Derech Eretz. What does it mean that learning is good with Derech Eretz? What does Derech Eretz mean in this context? Ritzon Olomar Derech Eretz Melacha. Ki Lashon Derech Eretz. So he says, first of all, Derech Eretz means a job. It means work. Even though Derech Eretz could often mean midos, you know, proper character traits, in this particular context, it actually means work. Now, what's the idea? So therefore, the first thing Rabbi Gamliel is telling us is learning of Torah is beautiful with work. What does this mean? Why? Or I should say why? Shigiyah shnei mashkachas avon. Because when one exerts himself for both of these things, his learning and his work, sin will be forgotten. Now, what does that mean? Kilomar, meser yetzar kemo shenemar, shaydeshu yagiyah b'torah melacha, lo yishlot alav yetzar hara. So again, Rabbi Yonah says something very incredible. He says essentially, the worst thing for a person in general, or the way that a person tends to get themselves in the most amount of life trouble, is unstructured free time. You know, it's not just teenagers who get themselves into trouble with unstructured free time. Adults get themselves in trouble as well. And so one of the most important things is to make sure that our time is structured, that our time is properly utilized, and that our time is maximized. So therefore, what the Mishnah is saying, what Rabbi Gamliel is saying is, Kol Torah, learning is incredible, but also busy yourself with an occupation. Busy yourself with a job, with malacha, with work. Why? Because if you're busy with your Torah and you're busy with your job, essentially what that means is you'll have very little free, unstructured time. And as a result, ultimately, a person won't come to sin. He says, "Ki b'chol eis asher lo yedoshin v'shamein lo erv lo sasaveras." Essentially, when you're not pampered, not too pampered, and you don't have too much free time, you won't come to sin. Lachin yasok b'Torah. Therefore, again, the Rabbeinu Yonah writes. He says, "Learn Torah. Torah weakens an individual, so to speak. In other words, it takes energy. Work takes energy. A person's energy will be utilized in productive, meaningful ways." And that way, ultimately, again, they will stay out of trouble. You know, such a simple and profound idea. And if you think about it, very often in life, I think we see this in our own lives. When we make mistakes and we get ourselves into life trouble, it's often because too much time on my hands. If I am busy, if I'm busy and I'm productive, the truth is more often than not, I'm not sinning. I'm not getting myself into trouble because I don't have time. I don't want to spend the time on it. I want to spend the time on being productive, on doing something meaningful. Therefore, again, Rabbi Gamliel essentially tells us, keep busy. Keep busy with good, beautiful, and important things, and you will avoid sin. Next, V'chol Torah Shemem Enima Olacha Sofa B'Teila, any Torah that doesn't have work with it, at the end will be nullified. What does this mean? So on a most basic level, he says, Ki Inyan Shel Michilton, Emein Kemach in Torah. So on a most basic level, Rabbi Yonah says what it means is, you have to be able to take care of your physical needs in order to be able to take care of your spiritual needs. So any Torah that's not accompanied by work. Work in this context quite literally means a job, an occupation, something to pay the bills. Ultimately, again, if you don't have that, if you don't take care of your gashmis, if you don't take care of your physicality, sofa b'teila, ultimately your ruchnius is going to become batal as well. Again, why? Because most of us, if our physical or material needs are not cared for, we don't have the ability to focus on spirituality. This is an incredibly important yisod in life in general. If I don't have the ability to take care of my physicality, often my spirituality suffers as well. Therefore, chol Torah she'ein imah melacha, if Torah is not accompanied by an occupation, sofa b'teila, Torah will be lost. Spirituality will be lost because a person will be preoccupied going ahead and trying to maintain their physical needs. He goes on, he says, okay, see, he explains this in a number of different ways. Good. I'll also just mention that on a different level of understanding of this Mishnah, it could also mean as follows. Yafet Tamad Torah Derech Eretz can mean, learning is beautiful, but learning must be accompanied by Derech Eretz. Perhaps Derech Eretz also means midos, proper character traits. A person who learns Torah, but doesn't have proper midos, doesn't have proper interpersonal skills, doesn't know how to treat individuals, That's not Torah. It's only when there's Torah and Derech Eretz. It's only when there's Torah and there's good midos. Shigas shnei meshkachas avon. Ultimately, again, when one exerts himself in both of those areas, bein adam lamakom, in my relationship with Hashem, in my relationship with other people, then ultimately, again, I'm able to avoid the pitfalls of sin. The next statement, kol Torah shnei mamalacha sofa b'tevel goreres avon. So again, it could also be understood that if a person learns, but doesn't execute that which they're learning. Let's say I learn all the time, but I don't implement into my life what it is that I'm learning. I don't execute, I don't carry through on what I'm learning. So my learning remains an intellectual pursuit, but never translates into my behaviors, never translates, never informs or shapes the way that I live. The Mishnah says to that, Betela v'goreres avon. So that's what it means, kol Torah, anytime you just learn, the she'eni ma malacha, but there's no work. Work could also mean the actual execution and implementation of that which you have learned. So if Torah is just academic, Torah is just intellectual, but it never translates into behavior, it never translates into lifestyle. So what happens? Sofa b'teila, that type of Torah won't endure. Right? Over time, that type of Torah will be batal as well. They go reres avon, and ultimately causes sin. In other words, Torah as an intellectual pursuit is very nice, but then it becomes a subject like everything else. The power of Torah is its ability to shape who we are and how we live. That's the ultimate goal. Lilmod amalas laasos. Ultimately, learn in order to implement, learn in order to do. And if we don't do that, then Torah just becomes an intellectual pursuit, the same way I forget volumes of knowledge all of the time, because it didn't shape the way that I live. Chas v'shalom, Torah could be relegated to that space as well. Okay, we'll stop over here for today. Shkoyach, everyone.